Welcome to the Professional Fitness Coaching Academy Insight Series, Advanced Module 1, Professional Development Pathway. Module Overview. The Professional Development Pathway will outline a structured support and development approach that will give you the fundamental building blocks to develop the underpinning knowledge and skill set required to become a highly effective coach. Module 1.4, the Professional Development Logbook.
In the previous module, we walked you through how to complete the Professional Development Pathway learning contract. So now it's time to take action and start working on those learning outcomes that you've signed off on. Upon completion of this module, you'll understand the importance of your coaching logbook and why it forms a key part of the Professional Fitness Coaching Academy's certification process. You'll understand the three elements that you're expected to work on each week. You'll have a clear understanding of the type of activities that you should be completing each week, and you'll be in a position to complete your coaching logbook and be considered for the PFCA certification. You'll be in a position to complete your Professional Development Pathway learning contract and take action. So as you work through this module, again, it's probably going to be a good idea for you to have your manual available and on hand so you can refer back to it as we discuss the various elements. The coaching logbook is a working document. It's like the radar plot. It's not just a one-off activity. This is something that will keep track of your professional development over the coming months, so that when you sit back and review the development, you've got a detailed insight into the activities that you've completed and how you've developed as a coach and how what you've said you're going to do as part of your learning contract has been aligned and actioned. So the logbook becomes proof of your professional development, which is very valuable should you decide to move around and move on to other jobs. Because what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to demonstrate objectively the number of hours that you've spent observing, upskilling, and learning and becoming a better fitness professional. You'll be able to show the underpinning knowledge that you've been working on, and you'll be able to discuss the development tasks that you've completed at the end of each month. So I can't emphasize enough just how important this document is going to be. It's absolutely crucial that you complete this to the best of your abilities. What you'll be able to see is that the coaching logbook is broken down into 12 blocks, each block covering 4 weeks. So within each block, we have three development areas that we'd like you to work on. We have area one, fundamentals. Area two, observation and upskilling. And the third and final area, the development task. So let's look at each of those in a little bit more detail. Fundamentals relates to any area of underpinning knowledge that you feel that you currently need to develop as a coach. So an example may be for you to improve your underpinning knowledge of anatomy and physiology. So this isn't a PFCA module, but it's something that you know that if you become more knowledgeable in this area, it's going to help with your learning and development in general. So what I'd like you to do, if that was one of your goals, is to, at the top of the page in box one, write down that each week you're going to work on anatomy and physiology. So you then move down to the first week. And what you'd look at is, as an example, I have read chapter one of Kinetic Anatomy by Benck, and I've completed the chapter quiz and I passed with 75%. That shows us that for the fundamental area that you've identified in that first week, the activities that you've carried out to take you on the path to being a better coach. Let's look at the second area, observation and upskilling. So observation and upskilling can cover a number of areas. You may have established that you need to improve your coaching skills when working with large groups. So in box number two, at the top of the page, what you would put down is improve coaching skills when working with large groups. Next, you would write down the activities that you complete on a week-to-week basis. So again, let's look at an example. It might be that you observed one of your colleagues, Lucy, for 2 hours this week, coaching 4 different group training sessions. And as part of that, you made notes on her body language and her communication skills. Again, what that shows us is the action that you've taken that week to improve that skill by observing and upskilling with one of your colleagues. And then the final area that we look at is a development task. So this development task, we don't set those for you. These are for you to come up with on your own, or ideally with the mentor that you're working with. So that this really helps bring the work that you've been studying and working on as part of the PSEO program, it helps bring it to life. So let's think of an example. Maybe you recognize that your members never take enough time in the week to have some downtime, and their recovery and regeneration just isn't on point and where it needs to be. So your development task for that first block could be to create an infographic that you would share with your clients that highlight the key facts and figures about recovery and regeneration, and provide some simple strategies for them to put in place to improve their performance. So what you would do is you'd write that in the box at the top, and then as you move down into the first week, you detail the actual action that you took to get there. So for example, you might have said, in the first week, I've spent 3 hours reviewing the course material from the PFCA Recovery and Regeneration, Fundamentals and Advanced Modules, and from that, you've made notes on the key points that you want to include as part of your infographic. So what you can see is that each week, you're going to work through the steps that you've just outlined in the three areas until you reach the end of the block. Once you've reached the end of that block, you move on and you start working on the three development areas that link back to your learning contract. So over time, the document becomes a rich picture of the work that you've undertaken and completed and the action that you've taken towards becoming a more effective fitness coach. So let's take some time and let's just review what you need to do to complete your learning logbook. First off, using the learning outcomes from your professional development pathway learning contract, establish the learning aims for each area that you'll complete during a 4-week block. Write the activities down that you intend to complete during that 4-week block in the space provided at the top of the logbook. Each week, detail the specific activities, the action that you'll take in relation to each of those areas. Provide as much detail as possible. Who you completed the activity with, how long you spent, what books you read, what conferences you attended. Continue to use that coaching logbook as a working document to provide evidence of your continued professional development over an extended period of time, at least 3 to 6 months, but why not continue that all the way through a calendar year? Keep in mind that the whole program, the whole PFCA program, is a guided learning program. We're not going to tell you what to do. We guide your development, okay? You select the tasks based on the learning activities that you've identified from the various tasks that we've set out in the earlier modules. What are your thoughts?
You've been listening to the Professional Fitness Coaching Academy Insight Series, Advanced Module 1.4, the Professional Development Logbook. If you have any questions about what was covered, please get in touch via email, info@thepfca.com, or fill in the contact form on our website, www.thepfca.com. Up next is Advanced Module 2, Movement Quality Training.